Sound.
Reading.
Camera.
Rolling.
Scene 3, elephant, take 2. Marker.
A slice of Hollywood has come to a South Coast junior high school. The Youth Cinema Project is giving some 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students in Ventura County the chance to learn about everything from writing to teamwork as they make their own movies.
You see right here, it looks like chaos, but it is organized. I mean, everybody has something that they're doing, from credits right now to movie posters to sound. 3 to 6 people back here working on their final edits. So they really needed to be self-starters.
More than 30 students are divided up into 3 groups, working on a trio of short films in Andrea Yamamoto's classroom at Pleasant Valley School of Engineering and Arts. It's crunch time for the Camarillo students. The projects have to be done this week. Paris Weissman is one of the student directors.
It's called No Hablo Inglés. So it's basically about this girl, Allison. Like, she's a young girl, and she's coming to a new country. She was from Mexico. Now she's coming to America, and the heart of the story is basically, if you set your mind to something, you can do it.
Weissman says it's a fun but challenging project.
As a director, like, you don't want to be so, like, hard and enforcing, but you want to say, like, oh, do this, do that. But, like, sometimes it can be, like, really hard, because you want to say, like, the nicest way possible, because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But then at the same time, you're like, you have something to do.
Jesse Loya is the director of another one of the student films. Like a good Hollywood director, he's already mastered the art of not giving away the plot to the media up front.
It's called The Search. It's about this father and son who go on a trip, and they're looking for something. I don't want to spoil it.
Can't give it away.
No, I can't.
And where are you guys at in production?
We are editing right now. We're trying to do the final edit.
The students are working on all aspects of the project. Off in a corner of the classroom, student Ryan Loya is working with a guitar and a computer to write background music for one of the movies.
We're making, like, the background music for, like, scenes and stuff. If there's, like, a sad scene, like, where she's, like, talking to her parents or whatever, then, like, we'll have, like, a sad kind of song. I'm also doing, like, the credits.
The Youth Cinema Project is intended to challenge the kids and have them come out of the experience with the foundation for careers in the field.
At first, they crafted stories, and then they turned those stories to scripts. They each got up, they pitched their ideas before each other, kind of defending their creative ideas, and that was really powerful. Then they had the experience of learning about each and every segment of the production process. So everything from being a gaffer to sound to director to production assistant. And then they've had the experience of actually filming. We're really trying to get them to leave this class with industry level skills.
Language arts, science, and digital media teacher Andrea Yamamoto says grant funding and the Youth Cinema Project are making the program possible at the Camarillo School.
We were given the funds to secure the equipment that's professional level equipment because of the grant from Ventura Office of Education. And that, coupled together with this Youth Cinema Project, we were able to make this program happen.
In another corner of the classroom, students and mentors are huddled over computer screens editing the short films.
You could also try to make bins per scene, if that's helpful. So then, like, you can go through the day, and then anything that's scene one, you can drag it to a bin that just says scene one.
That's Gabby Acevello with the Youth Cinema Project, working with one of the student editors.
The idea is that they do it all themselves. We're just here to be that guiding force. So, like, right now, it's crunch time, the projects are due soon, and I'm just making sure that everyone sort of has an idea of what they're doing.
Farzotto Stortese is a professional film director who's working with the kids.
Teaching is like a two-way road, right? When you start doing teaching these kids the basics, it's the same thing that I'm repeating the same thing to myself. I learned a lot from them. Their scripts were fantastic, and a couple of them really moved me, so I'm really happy to do it. I just feel like I'm learning myself.
The short films will have a real Hollywood ending. They'll be screened this month as part of the Youth Cinema Project's Film Festival in Los Angeles, an event hosted by the powerhouse Hollywood agency CAA. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.